Psalms 90, verse 13, through Psalms 92, verse 5. Return, O Yahweh, how long? O be sorry for your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your loving commitment, and let us sing for joy all our days. Give us joy according to the days you have afflicted us, the years we have seen evil. Reveal your work to your servants, and your splendor to their children. And let the pleasantness of Yahweh, our Elohim, be upon us, and confirm the work of our hands for us. O confirm the work of our hands. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, who abides under the shadow of the Almighty, he is saying of Yahweh, my refuge and my stronghold, my Elohim in whom I trust. For he delivers you from the snare of the trapper, from the destructive pestilence.
Shalom and welcome to His Word Heals. This program is focused weekly on living and praying in agreement with Yahweh's Word. Each week's program will build upon the information and prayers from the week before, so if this is your first time tuning in and you would like to hear more, please visit our website at www.hiswordheals.com, where you can download all of our archives for free, as well as free Kindle editions of our two books and a free Healing Scriptures CD set to music as an MP3 download. Also, brand new links on our site for you to order your Pure Shemin 100% undefiled essential oils while earning points toward discounts on your next order. The premise of this program each week is that once you have put your trust in the death, burial, resurrection, and kingship of Yeshua our Messiah, you are either a newly grafted in branch or a grafted back in branch of the tree of Israel, as explained by Paul in Romans 11:13-17. You are part of spiritual Israel, joined to Yahweh's chosen people, and all of the promises and instructions given to Israel apply to you, both the blessings for obedience and the chastisements for disobedience, as outlined throughout His entire Word. If you are blessed by what you hear, please consider supporting this radio station by clicking the donate button on their website.
Is there a prophesied curse playing out right before our eyes today? That is what we're going to look at today, but first let's find out why it even matters whether we know about it or not, whether we see it or not. Let's start by looking at Hosea 4. Hosea 4, 6 through 10, with Yahweh speaking to the prophet Hosea, says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest before me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of Elohim, I will also forget thy children. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore I change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. And there shall be, like people, like priests, and I will punish them for their ways, and reward them for their doings. For they shall eat, and not have enough. They shall commit whoredom, and shall not increase, because they have left off to take heed to Yahweh. So Yahweh warns us that His people, not the Gentiles, not the heathen, but His people, are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, because they rejected His knowledge. We've rejected His knowledge. Because of that, He will also reject us. He will reject His people from being priests to Him, from serving Him. 2 Timothy 3:7 says, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Romans 3:20, therefore by the deeds of the law there shall no flesh be justified in His sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. And 2 Peter 1:2, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of Elohim and Yeshua our Master. Luke 1:77, to give knowledge of salvation unto His people by the remission of their sins. And Hebrews 10:26-27, for if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. So His people perish for a lack of knowledge. A lack of knowledge of what? We need to be growing in the knowledge of the truth, the knowledge of Elohim, and Yeshua our Master, and the knowledge of salvation by the remission of our sins through Yeshua our Savior. under the category of the knowledge of the truth, I think we can include the knowledge of the truth of the times that we live in, according to the prophets, and the truth of what is happening today and why in His Word. After all, if He didn't want us to have this knowledge, He would not have put it in His Word. This is part of the knowledge of the truth that we are not to be ignorant of. Have you wondered why it seems that evil prospers and righteousness labors in vain a lot of the time? We can't help but look at some people whom we know are not honoring the rules of Yahweh. They're doing things their own way, completely against all the rules established in Scripture, and may or may not even acknowledge that there is a higher power they must someday answer to. Some may acknowledge God and pay lip service to His rules, but perhaps their fruit doesn't appear to us as godly at all, yet they appear to be blessed and highly favored. Why? True, we cannot see their heart or judge their relationship with our Creator, but we can see the fruits of their behavior and hear their words. Then there are those that we know by their actions and their words that they are completely sold out to a different God. We keep thinking someday justice will prevail, and their law-breaking, as in breaking even the laws of man, will catch up to them, and they will be tried for their crimes. But this never seems to happen. Why not? Are we a nation of laws or not? Some of their law-breaking is even admitted to, but still no consequences. Instead, they continue to be blessed with money, fame, power, etc. Why? This can sometimes be discouraging to those who are doing their best to live righteously, but are being continuously persecuted, cheated, oppressed, and/or diminished by those who are not. A great example of this would be King David being persecuted and hunted by Saul. King David was faithfully serving King Saul, and before that he was faithfully serving his father as shepherd over his flocks. He didn't go looking to become the king of Israel. He was not trying to overthrow the king. He was just being faithful to his position and his calling given to him by Yahweh. Yet many of his psalms are crying out in anguish for the injustices being perpetrated upon him. Same with Joseph. While he was laboring in Pharaoh's prison, his brothers were at home with their families. In the end, both King David and Joseph were exonerated, so to speak, and those who perpetrated the injustices against them were brought to justice by Yahweh. But this justice was a long time in coming. David and Joseph had to persevere till the end, not losing heart or coming to the conclusion of, "Well, if you can't beat 'em, join 'em," as the old saying goes. Paul sums it up nicely in 1 Corinthians 9:24. "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain the prize." And Hebrews 12:1. "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." And Yeshua in Matthew 24:13 said, "But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." And in Mark 13:13 he said, "Ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." So when we are tempted to look at others and their blessings or cursings, or lack thereof of either one, we need to instead get our focus back on ourselves and our race. If we don't have our eyes set on the straight and narrow path set before each one of us, we will end up falling off the trail He has set before us. Even so, we still can't help but see the injustices all around us, and especially in the highest halls of our government. This leads me to where I originally intended to go. I want to look to Scripture for the answer as to why are so many obviously guilty, evil people never brought to justice. Habakkuk asked the same question, and here is what Yahweh told him in Habakkuk 1:2-11. "O Yahweh, till when shall I cry, and you not hear? I cry to you, violence, and you do not save. Why do you show me wickedness, and cause me to see perversity? For ruin and violence are before me, and there is strife and contention arises. Therefore the Torah ceases, and right ruling never goes forth, for the wrong hem in the righteous, so that right ruling comes out twisted. Look among the nations and see, and be amazed, for a work is being wrought in your days, which you would not believe if it were told. See, I am raising up the Chaldeans, a bitter and hasty nation who is going through the breadth of the earth to possess dwelling places that are not theirs. They are frightening and fearsome. Their right ruling and their exaltation proceed from themselves. Their horses shall be swifter than leopards, and more fierce than evening wolves, and their horsemen shall charge ahead, and their horsemen come from afar. They fly as the eagle rushing to eat. All of them come for violence. The direction of their faces is like the east wind, and they gather captives like sand, and they scoff at kings, and princes are a laughing matter to them. They laugh at every stronghold, for they pile up earth and seize it. Then shall he pass on as the wind, and transgress and be guilty, and ascribe this power to his mighty one. Jeremiah also asked a similar question in Jeremiah 12:1. Righteous are you, O Yahweh, when I plead with you. Indeed, let me speak with you about right rulings. Why has the way of the wrong prospered? All the workers of treachery are at ease. Then, in Malachi 3:13-18, Yahweh asks and answers a question himself. He says, Your words have been strong against me, said Yahweh, but you have said, What have we spoken against you? You have said, It is worthless to serve Elohim, and what did we gain when we guarded his charge, and when we walked as mourners before Yahweh of hosts? And now we are calling the proud blessed. Not only are the doers of wrongness built up, but they also try Elohim and escape. Then shall those who fear Yahweh speak to one another, and Yahweh listens and hears, and a book of remembrance be written before him of those who fear Yahweh and those who think upon his name. And they shall be mine, said Yahweh of hosts, on the day that I prepare a treasured possession, and I shall spare them as a man spares his own son, who serves him. Then you shall again see the difference between the righteous and the wrong, between the one who serves Elohim and the one who does not serve him. There's our answer. Someday, and someday soon, I hope, we will again see the difference between the righteous and the wrong, between the one who serves Elohim and the one who does not serve him. A great difference. We are told about the books that are opened in Revelation. I'm sure one of them is this book of remembrance. But how about our day? Is there an answer for us as well, in our time, in our day? Why do the wicked prosper? In Zechariah 5:3, the prophet Zechariah is given a vision of a curse that is to come upon the entire earth. It is written, And he said to me, This is the curse that goes forth over the face of all the earth. Everyone who is stealing shall go unpunished, on the one side, according to it, and everyone who has sworn falsely shall go unpunished, on the other side, according to it. So according to this curse, there will not be justice. The evildoer will not be punished. There's a time when the evildoer will go unpunished, and those who lie will go unpunished. Is this not coming to pass right before our eyes? Are we not living under this very curse right now in our day? The curse that the wicked go unpunished? We must run the race set before us and endure to the end. What did Paul and Silas do, and many others, when they were under heavy persecution or even in prison? Acts 16:24, who, having received such a command, put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in stocks. And at midnight, Saul, or Paul, and Silas were praying and singing songs to Elohim, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly a great earthquake took place, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and the chains came loose. They were undoubtedly singing the Psalms. That's the answer. When we're facing persecution, and it seems that justice is not prevailing, and the wicked go unpunished, yet we are in prison or we are suffering under their persecution, that is what we should do. Sing the Psalms. That is what we need to be doing. Just singing the Psalms away, praising Him and running the race set before us. Let us do just that right now, starting with Psalms 33, knowing that someday His justice will prevail.
Shout for joy in Yahweh, you righteous. Praise is fitting for the strait. Praise Yahweh with the lyre. Sing to Him with an instrument of 10 strings. Sing to Him a new song. Play sweetly with a shout of joy. For the word of Yahweh is straight, and all His works are in truth. Loving righteousness and right ruling, the earth is filled with the loving commitment of Yahweh. By the word of Yahweh the heavens were made, and all their host by the spirit of His mouth, gathering the waters of the sea together as a heap, laying up the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth fear Yahweh. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. For He spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood fast. Yahweh brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He thwarts the plans of the peoples. The counsel of Yahweh stands forever, the plans of His heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose Elohim is Yahweh, the people whom He has chosen as His own inheritance. Yahweh has looked from the heavens. He has seen all the sons of men. He looked from His dwelling place on all the inhabitants of the earth. He who fashions the hearts of them all, He who understands all of their works. The king is not saved by the multitude of an army. A mighty man is not delivered by great strength. A horse is a vain means of safety. Neither does it rescue any by its great power. See, the eye of Yahweh is on those fearing Him, on those waiting for His loving commitment, to deliver their being from death, and to keep them alive during scarcity of food. Our being has longed for Yahweh. Our help and our shield is He. For our heart does rejoice in Him, for we have put our trust in His set-apart name. Let Your loving commitment, O Yahweh, be upon us, even as we wait for You. Psalms 34. I bless Yahweh at all times. His praise is continually in my mouth. My being makes its boast in Yahweh. Let the humble hear and be glad. O, make Yahweh great with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought Yahweh, and He answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to Him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor one cried out, and Yahweh heard him, and saved him out of all of his distresses. The messenger of Yahweh encamps around all those who fear Him, and rescues them. O, taste and see that Yahweh is good. Blessed is the man that takes refuge in Him. Fear Yahweh, you His set-apart ones, for there is no lack to them who fear Him. Young lions have lacked and been hungry, but those who seek Yahweh lack not any good matter. Come, you children, and listen to me. Let me teach you the fear of Yahweh. Who is the man who desires life, who loves many days, in order to see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of Yahweh are on the righteous, and His ears unto their cry. The face of Yahweh is against evildoers, to cut off their remembrance from the earth. The righteous cried out, and Yahweh heard, and delivered them out of all their distresses. Yahweh is near to the brokenhearted, and saved those whose spirit is crushed. Many are the evils of the righteous, but Yahweh delivers him out of them all. He is guarding all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil does slay the wrong, and those who hate the righteous are guilty. Yahweh redeems the lives of His servants, and none of those taking refuge in Him are guilty. O Yahweh, strive with those who strive with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take hold of shield and armor, and rise for my help, and draw out spear and lance to meet those who pursue me. Say to my life, I am your deliverance. Let those be ashamed and blush who seek my life. Let those be turned back and abashed who plot evil to me. Let them be as chaff before the wind,
with a messenger of Yahweh driving on. Let their way be dark and slippery, with a messenger of Yahweh pursuing them. For without cause they hid their net for me, without cause they dug a pit for my life. Let ruin come upon him unawares, and let his net that he hid catch himself. Let him fall into it, into ruin, but let my own being exalt in Yahweh. Let it rejoice in his deliverance. Let all my bones say, Yahweh, who is like you, delivering the poor from one stronger than he, and the poor and the needy from him who robs him? Ruthless witnesses rise up. They ask me that which I knew not. They reward me evil for good, bereaving my life. But I, when they were sick, I put on sackcloth. I humbled my being with fastings, and my prayer would return to my own bosom. I walked about as though he were my friend or brother. I bowed down, mourning as one mourning for a mother. But they rejoiced at my stumbling, and gathered together. The smiters gathered against me, and I did not know it. They tore in pieces without ceasing, with unclean ones, mockers at feast, gnashing at me with their teeth. Yahweh, how long would you look on? Rescue my being from their destructions, my only life from the lions. I give you thanks in the great assembly. I praise you among a mighty people. Let not my lying enemies rejoice over me, or those who hate me without cause wink their eyes. For they do not speak peace, but they devise words of deceit against the peaceable ones of the land. And they open their mouth wide against me. They say, Aha! Aha! Our eyes have seen it. This you have seen, O Yahweh. Do not be silent. O Yahweh, do not be far from me. Stir up yourself and awake to my right ruling. To my cause, my Elohim and my Master, rule me rightly, O Yahweh, my Elohim, according to your righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, Aha, our desire. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. Let those who are rejoicing at my evil be ashamed and abashed altogether. Let those who are exalting themselves over me be clad in shame and humiliation. Let those who delight in my righteous cause shout for joy and be glad, and let them always say, Let Yahweh be made great, who is desiring the peace of his servant, and my tongue shall speak of your righteousness, your praise, all day long. That is what we should do. We should be praying for those that persecute us, even when they persecute us, knowing that in the end, Yahweh will take up our cause for us, and his justice will prevail.
If you've missed any of our programs, please visit our website at www.hiswordheals.com and download for free all of our past archives. You can also download 2 books and an audio CD of healing scriptures set to music, all for free, as downloadable books and a downloadable MP3. You can also order your Pure Shemen oils there as well.
Blessings and shalom to all of you and everyone.
And 10,000 at your right hand, but it does not come near you. Only with your eyes you look on and see the reward of the wrong ones. Because you have made Yahweh, my refuge, the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil befalls you, and a plague does not come near your tent. For he commands his messengers concerning you, to guard you in all your ways. They bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You tread upon lion and cobra, young lion and serpent you trample underfoot. Because he cleaves to me in love, therefore I deliver him. I set him on high, because he has known my name. When he calls on me, I answer him. I am with him in distress. I deliver him and esteem him. With long life I satisfy him, and show him my deliverance. It is good to give thanks to Yahweh, and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving commitment in the morning, and your trustworthiness each night, on 10 strings and with harp, to the sounding chords of the lyre. For you have made me rejoice with your work, O Yahweh. I shout for joy at the works of your hands. O Yahweh, how great are your works!